Of the W.
What's up? This is April the 2nd, and we're doing a podcast again after a few missed days. But have no fear, we're still here.
Have no fear, the vacas are here.
The vacas are here. And I'm still coughing like a mofo, man. Actually, I think I got a hernia from all this coughing. So that's not a good thing. But as always, you could reach us on our Facebook page. That's VOTHEW.com or at Vaca of the World on Facebook. You could reach my brother Art at Art the Podcaster on Twitter. And over the last couple of days, we've been looking at the listenership. The listenership is increasing. It's really nice to see that we're getting traction. And if you guys ever have any questions or you want to hit us up or anything like that, please download the Anchor app. And once you've signed up for the Anchor app, you could call in with us with your comments, questions, or anything.
Yeah, it's actually pretty badass. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there that are missing the boat with this. This Anchor thing is going to be a really, really awesome avenue for people to use and people be heard. And if they just, you just download the app, it's free. You get on there. If you hear something from us that you like or dislike, and you want to give us your feedback, we will definitely respond to it. We'll definitely talk about it. And we can go back and forth. You know, you can actually leave us a message, which we'll air here. And then we'll go back and forth with you. So it's a really, really good way for our listeners to communicate with us.
And thanks to everybody who's liked us. And on Twitter, I've seen a few retweets, so that's always good to go. But, brother, I'd like to start off with going back to Romania. It seems like a few weeks ago we talked about, you remember Constantine? The guy who was dead but was alive and was dead at the same time. Well, let's transport our mind back to this Romanian village that registered to kill a brandy drinking bear. Okay. So the story starts in Bucharest, Romania.
Nobody likes a drunk gay.
Nobody likes a drunk gay.
Oh, wait, did you not mean bear as in
a burly man who is gay?
No, I'm sorry. I must have misinterpreted that.
Your mind jumps into different places. But the story goes to Bucharest, where authorities have proved the killing of a 5-year-old bear, man, that has been creating havoc around the town of called Suceni. All right. So there's this guy. Okay. And what's funny is I've tried finding him on Facebook. His name is Banker. And this guy is the director of hunting and fish for the association over there in Bucharest. And he said that the bear smashes, you know, windows and like wooden doors. This fucker basically goes a Kool-Aid man for brandy, and he breaks into these little kitchens where there's like unsuspecting villagers. And
wait a minute. This wouldn't happen to be a black bear, would it?
I don't know if it's a black bear. Or Goldilocks bear or anything like that, yeah. But this guy breaks into it. He raids the kitchen while people sleep, and this is the funny part for me. I mean, besides breaking doors and smashing windows, he goes and takes sugar, candies, and lard. Lard. So, you know, fucking Romanians must be hoarding this shit like if it's the fucking Lost Gold of Atlantis or something, because for a bear to be breaking in and going nuts over lard, there has to be a lot, man.
Well, so he was shot dead.
Not yet. They're still on the lookout for it. One of the bigger things that this bear likes doing too is he likes drinking locally made black currant brandy. So wow. not only is it this bear a little bit on the unhealthy eating side because he eats lard, he's also an alcoholic, you know. So this fucker
has an alcoholic snob. He only drinks Golly.
So check this out, man. Last year in this part of Romania, there were 17 bears attacks that were reported. It's 17 people who got fucked up by bears from this place. So first of all, you know, they have to be protected because, you know, they took out the bear's name. Like if it was in American Me, you know, they put his name on a little piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
To take him out. And then there have been 17 attacks in the last year in this area. And it's said that Romania has anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 bears. And you beat me to the point to it, which I was going to say, these aren't the bears that wear leather vests or anything either.
Well, I think it's wrong for them to kill him because, you know, we need to start our protest today. Bears lives matter.
BLM. It's a new BLM, BLM movement, Black Bears Lives
Matter. It doesn't matter that they're drunk. It doesn't matter that they're causing havoc on the community. It doesn't matter that they're breaking into people's homes. Bears Lives Matter.
Bears Lives Matter. And the second story, man, that these are stories that you could always find on our website, and I'm always perplexed by it. But did you hear about the accountant, Scott Foster, who played in the NHL game?
No.
Man, so there's a 36-year-old accountant, okay? His name is Scott Foster. He was called in to be like the emergency goalie for the third quarter in an eighth NHL game against Winnipeg and the Blackhawks.
Mm.
So what happened was the first goalie got hurt, the second goalie got hurt, the third goalie got hurt, and there's an NHL rule that every arena has to have like a backup goalie. And this guy is just like in the stands, you know, and he could either play for either team. And,
wow.
You know, it's like break in case of emergency type of deal, but like three times.
Man.
So this guy was called up. He played in the third quarter. He played 14 minutes, and the last real game this guy played was back when he was in college. He was in Western Michigan University, and this guy had 7 saves and helped the Blackhawks win the final to a final score of 6-2 over Winnipeg.
Wow.
All 7 shots that were directed to him were saved. And, you know, if you look over the highlights and everything, man, people were chanting his name. They gave him the game of, you know, he was like player of the game. Really good story, man. Really
man, good story. Imagine that.
Yeah.
This guy's got to be ready at all times.
He
dreams of this moment.
Honestly, it's to the point where you wouldn't even dream about it because it's such a infrequent thing.
I wonder how much money he makes.
He didn't make anything. It was just, it's almost like a love of the game type of deal because there's no way that he would be able to get. I think it has something to do with the fact that he could be for either team because he could have either played for the Blackhawks or the Winnipeg if they needed him. So they can't, you know, he doesn't get money for it. He's just there at the game. And they told him, hey, by the way, you're going to have to suit up. He suits up and he plays 14 minutes and shuts out.
Well, I hope he gets picked up on with one of these teams, you know?
It would have been very nice. It doesn't seem like it. It seems very highly unlikely. This guy plays on two rec leagues. And, you know, it's one of those stories where, you know, I like these type of stories, especially the fact that I've been lucky enough to fall into these things sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just right time, right place, right situation, man.
I like it.
And to close out this podcast, man, there is a judge after our own hearts, brother.
Why is that?
There is a judge who broke into a woman's home and stole her panties, man.
Man, you know, they're just panties, right?
They're just panties, man. Yeah, this Long Island judge was found to be in the possession of soiled female underwear. The victim was a 23-year-old woman from East Islip in New York. It seems that she's alone. And when caught, this Suffolk County District Court Judge Robert Blake, I think that was the name.
Oh,
had the soiled garments in his possession.
Wow. So is he going to lose his job?
Who knows, man? Who knows? I mean, the story didn't go into much detail.
Why not just order the panties from Orange is the New Black style? You know, there's got to be some kind of service out there where, you know, or, you know, they have those live streaming chicks, you know, on that you watch and everything. And then, you know, you pay them, they'll send you their panties.
I remember one of the first times that I started looking through Craigslist back in the day. That was one of the first things I looked up was panties. And there was a huge market. And then eBay also was a huge market for that. But then they started cracking down. eBay, when they got legitimate, started breaking down on that. And then, of course, so did Craigslist.
Mm.
But when I went to Japan, there were vending machines that had supposedly girls' panties there. And you would buy them. You would buy them like when you buy the little wrestlers from the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come like that. And then you would be able to buy. They have vending machines of that.
I know this is a big deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
Were they used panties?
See, that's the thing. When I, a lot of it has to deal with the fact that, you know, I'm kind of a degenerate shit like that, right?
So right.
I've done my.
You're a bit R. Kelly-esque.
Yes. I've done my research behind that. And a lot of the stuff that has been sold is claimed to be that, but it's not.
Oh,
the sets are manufactured. So, you know, there's not a company out there that says, "Hey, do you want the CK version of vagina or something like that?" You know, it's not like a set like that. These guys work out of their home, and you know, they do their what they would consider their own blend of vagina smell, and they do that. So because of that, I wasn't willing to, you know, put down top dollar for
what, you know what's funny. I was since we're talking about smells,
yeah,
I was talking to my wife, right. And she told me she found a scent of something
right.
that smells exactly like semen.
Which is?
It's going to gross you out a little bit because I know you love them.
Right.
pancake batter.
Pancake batter does have a semen-like aroma, if you're, she's right.
So anyone out there,
yes,
whip up some pancakes.
Yes.
And take a sniff of the batter.
Yes.
I promise you, you'll be like, holy crap, that's, that there's, it has to be Aunt Jemima brand.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima brand pancake batter.
I'm pretty sure the good people at Betty Crocker are very happy to hear that.
The Aunt Jemima pancake batter
right.
will smell identical to semen. And one of those semens that like you haven't unloaded in like 3 days, you know?
Right. Backed up 3-day-year-old, 3-day-old nut.
3-day-old nut, and you'll never look at pancakes the same way again.
You'll never look at pancakes ever again.
All right, brother, you're struggling over there. Struggling. It's all good. I was glad we got to get back on it and get another show in.
Yep.
We'll see everyone tomorrow. Like we said, please check out the Anchor app and communicate with us. We'd love to hear your ideas and open a line of communication there so we can talk back and forth with you people.
Other than that, you could always like us at VLW.com to go to our web, our Facebook page, or at Vodka of the World on Facebook. Other than that, brother, I coughingly say V
of the W.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.